Yo, 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 what up, y'all? Welcome back to episode 14 of Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. What's up? How y'all doing? I know I've been on a streak. I've been on a three-week streak. I like that. A three-week streak. Nigga been late. Negro, please, can you get the podcast out on time? You're right. I'm sorry, everybody. What's up? How y'all doing? I'm glad to hear that, and I'm sorry to hear that. Finally, I've just been so busy, you know. I have a friend in town still, and he's working my nerves. No, I'm just kidding. I've just been busy, man, just being busy. Don't worry about what I'm doing, okay? It's been running around like crazy. But again, thank you guys. I say this every week. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to me talk shit for 20 minutes. I really appreciate it. Don't forget to tell your friends about my podcast. And share the podcast. Tell people that you know to write in. I know it might be kind of hard for people that know me to write in. All four of you guys that listen. Or just get a new fake email address. That way I won't know who you are when you want to ask me some weird shit. Or some racist shit. So I bought some new music. I've been tired of my music for a while. And I got Drake's new mixtape. I'll admit it. I think Drake is probably one of the dopest rappers out right now. I know I'll probably get a lot of shit for saying that, but the dude is dope, man. He's actually talking about something. Yeah, I might not like how quote-unquote soft he is or, you know, the singing, but I think the dude is talented. The beats are dope. He can rap. He can sing. He tells stories. He talks about his life. It's not really some fake shit. I like that. I also bought Kendrick Lamar's, what is it called? A Pimp to a Butterfly, a Butterfly to a Pimp. Let me check real quick. I should have already had this done. I'm going to look it up. It's going to take 1 second. Kendrick Lamar. To Pimp a Butterfly. I was way wrong. I'm not through that yet. I'm 5 songs in, and I like it so far. I like everything I've heard so far. I mean, the dude he's probably one of the most conscious rappers out there. Great point of view. And I'm looking forward to... Oh, man, my foot is cramping up. Sorry. I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of it. But I like it so far. I really do. Here's my birthday, and I got some money for my birthday. So I bought some CDs. And I got Action Bronson. I got his new tape. God, I'm so I said album. I said CD. Now I'm saying tape. I got his new album. And I think I'm 2 songs from finishing that one. The only reason I feel bad, the only reason why I haven't really sat down and listened to Kendrick Lamar is because you really have to pay attention to Kendrick Lamar. And like I said, I've just been running around, and I just don't want to listen to Kendrick for the beats, you know. The dude is very, very lyrical. But Action Bronson, I like it. I'm pretty sure there's like one song that I don't like at all. But I like the album so far. I haven't heard the last 2 tracks, but I'm liking it so far. You know, a little disappointed, but I'm pretty sure it'll grow on me. I'm a huge Action Bronson fan, so I'm pretty sure it'll grow on me. He seems like he's really starting to actually come out with a point of view. It's not just all metaphors and stuff that really don't make any sense. It sounds like each song that he has, there's actually like a, I wouldn't call it a message, but there's, you know, he's actually talking. He has a subject he wants to talk about in each song in a mood, which is cool. Did I get anything else? I picked up Childish Gambino's old Camp album, and the dude is, honestly, I'll say this, I will put Childish Gambino up against any rapper today, any rapper lyrically, any, and I know that's saying a lot, because I haven't heard all rappers. I heard Kevin Gates is dope, but I really haven't listened to him. I will put him up against anybody. So if anybody wants to, you know, say, hey, check this dude out, I will put up Childish Gambino, Donald Glover up against any rapper today. The dude is amazing. So that's my music spiel. What else did I want to talk about? I've been seeing, for some reason, memes really make me mad. Not mad, not all the time, but memes, they get under my skin from time to time. And I saw one last night that I absolutely loved. Absolutely loved it. It's, I should have all this stuff prepared, but I don't, because I'm a professional. This meme, I'm pretty sure y'all have seen it before. It's a picture of a dress with some accessories, and there's a sign that says, dinner at 7, put this on and be ready by 6:30, I love you, Johnny. Tanner. What an asshole. And the words on the meme are every guy should do this at least once. Really? Why? Why should I go out and buy her an outfit that she won't like and take her to a restaurant that she's just going to complain about? Why would I do that? Fellas, why would you set yourself up for that? Why would you set that precedent? You're setting yourself up for failure. Now, anytime you take your woman out to eat, she needs some new goddamn shoes to go with her salad. Don't do it. And then it's funny, my wife replies, she goes, you'll complain about the outfit because it's something that, the outfit will be something that you like, and the restaurant will be a place that you want to go to. And I'm like, and? It's like you're already getting a free dinner and clothes. Can I at least see you in something that I want to see you in and go to a restaurant that I like? That way, it's 2 for 2. But no, women want to be 4-0. They want to get the new outfit with the shoes. They want to go to the restaurant that they want it all. Can we at least get something out of it? Ladies, do you have to be so selfish when it comes to shellfish? I can't even say shellfish. Can we get something? If I want to buy you some nice little booty shorts to take you to Red Lobster, let me do that. Okay? If I want to get you some stripper shoes and take you to IHOP, let me do that. No. You want your cake and eat it too. You got to get, can you believe that, fellas? They want the outfit. They want to go to eat where they want to eat. And then you don't like the outfit or the restaurant. Here I am trying to be, and see, that's the thing. This shit would just backfire. She's not going to like it. She's not going to like the outfit because why did you get this color? Oh, you really think I wore this size? Why would you think I wore a medium? Do I look like a fucking medium to you? It's just, that's what it would turn into. So she wouldn't wear the outfit, and then you would go to the restaurant that you want to go to, and she would just bitch and complain about that restaurant. And here you are trying to do something nice. You go out, you buy a nice outfit, dress, and you want to go out to eat, and you failed. Now you're 0-4. She didn't like the outfit. She didn't like the clothes. She didn't like the shoes. And she didn't want to go to the restaurant. And you get nothing in the end. You're 0-4. And she's pissed off. Y'all both 0-4. No one got anything that they wanted. So why not, like I said before, just make it so you're 2-2, ladies, okay? Take the outfit. Go eat your food and be thankful that someone bought you a new shirt from Rainbow, some new shoes from Payless, or whatever the fuck it is, a nice chunky necklace from the Icings. Just be happy. Say thank you. It was a gesture of kindness, okay? Don't do it, fellas. Don't set yourself up. Don't do it. Especially me, man. I've been married like 10 years. It's a wrap. It's done. Nah, but I feel bad for even joking around with that. I've done that before. You know, I see something I think my lady will look good in. I picked it up before. And of course, it went over okay. Stuff didn't fit. It was too small. And it wasn't the fact that, you know, it wasn't trying to be flattering. It's just I was nasty. I'm just a pervert. Saw this too, and I for some reason I felt like I've talked about this before, but someone else posted this thing about ladies. Do you keep the ring if you get engaged, and then it kind of falls apart? Now here's my thought. It depends, but you have to ask, why would you want to keep the ring to begin with? No matter the circumstances, no matter if you went out and cheated or he cheated or you guys both just came to the agreement, hey, this isn't a good idea, we aren't ready for this, you should just give it back. Point blank. What's the point of keeping it? I don't understand why you would want it. That ring is supposed to symbolize a very special, a very happy occasion in your life. So why, if things end badly, why would you want to keep it? It would be purely for spite or to get money back. There's no reason to keep that ring. None. And one of the girls replied, no take backsies. It's just like, yeah, not getting married. That was the agreement. You get married, you get you get married, you get another ring. Again, ladies, come on. Can we get something? You get an engagement ring. You get a free dinner. You get an outfit. But I think any woman that kept that, it's just honestly, it's just out of spite. And if for some reason a guy got an engagement ring, which I'm pretty sure people are doing somewhere, there's probably some guy that would keep it. Personally, I wouldn't want it, especially if things ended badly. I wouldn't want that memory. Unless I was just really, really pressed for cash and you're like, you know what? He cheated. She cheated. Fuck it. I'm pawning it. I'm going to get my $1,500 out of it. I can see that. But for any other circumstances, you should just go ahead and just give it back. There's no reason to keep that person's ring, man. There's no purpose. Hey, have y'all noticed stores nowadays, man, they're getting real bold with asking you to donate money, you know, when you check out. They want to put you on blast, you know, get all loud, like, hey, you want to donate money to juvenile diabetes? And you're like, no. And then everybody looks at you like you're the asshole because you don't want to. It's like, yo, don't ask me that shit super loud. I did that at Arby's a couple weeks ago, man. The lady was like, hey, do you want to donate money for muscular dystrophy? And I'm in the drive-thru, and I'm like, nope, sure don't. You know, I didn't feel bad because there's nobody around. And I pull up to the window, and there's just like this adorable little girl on this poster in her cute wheelchair with that, like, thank you for donating. I felt so bad. But I still got my two junior roast beefs and drove off. But I felt terrible. I felt like everybody knew in there, because when I pulled up to the window, it seemed like all the employees were like, wow, who's the asshole that doesn't want to give, you know, crippled kids any money? But I don't think that's fair, man. I don't think they should ask you that out loud. They should just put it on the screen or just, you know, get quiet. Like, hey, man, you know, you want to throw a little change to these, you know, kids, or you want to donate a little something. No, they want to get loud and try to put you on blast and make you feel like a complete jerk. And it works most of the time. I've probably given so much money to like March of Dimes and stuff just because I can't say no. I feel like there's all this pressure on me as a black man to donate. I don't know why. I feel like everybody is judging black people based on whether I donate to this cause. They should do that with the United Negro College Fund and just put white people in the most awkward position and just make sure the line is staggered like black, white, so it's always a black person there and like they really get up in your transaction when they ask you. That would be fucking hilarious. I would love to see that. All that white guilt will put so many young African-American kids, Negro children, through college. And that will be fucking dope. On to Walking Dead. I got to keep it like almost right to 20 minutes this week. Walking Dead, man. It's next week, 90-minute premiere. Finally, they're finally doing it. I think I mentioned that already. Thank God. Finally, we can get a long episode. But, yeah, this week, Rick was absolutely nuts. A lot of that was almost panel for panel, page for page, right out of the comic book, obviously, without, you know, there's a few things here and there that were different. But, yeah, Rick is absolutely crazy. And I liked it, but it just seems like he kind of got crazy out of nowhere. You know, in the comic book, he was far more angry. And I think that, I don't know. I think this rage kind of came out of nowhere so they could kind of rush his storyline. But, other than that, it was a good episode. The whole thing with Sasha is nuts. She lost it. And you can tell Michonne really wants to stay when she knocked Rick out, man. Cause that dude, he is off the deep end. And, I was really hoping like, we were going to find out what the W stood for on the walkers that Daryl and your boy Aaron came across. I really thought that they might've progressed that storyline just a little bit. And unfortunately they didn't. Yeah, I was really hoping. Everybody keeps talking about these whisperers, but I don't even, they're not even in the comic book, so I don't know if they replaced them with these people called the wolves. I'm sorry, the wolves. There's no wolves, but I wonder if they replaced that name with the whisperers. But that's actually going on in the comic book now. Hope I didn't ruin. I didn't really ruin anything. You guys don't know what I'm talking about because I'm cool and I read the comic book. But I'm thinking they might have jumped ahead to like. Now in the comic book, and then I think they might end up doing the whole Negan storyline like as the series finale. That's what I'm thinking. And I feel like I've already said this on this podcast, so if I did, I apologize. I'm going to see Hannibal Buress next Sunday, so I'm gonna miss the live airing of the premiere. I've contemplated not going to see him just to see Walking Dead. I really have. But I got to go see him, man. I have to go see Hannibal. I wanted to go see Neil Brennan this summer, too, but he rescheduled. He's not going to be in D.C. But, yeah, next Sunday I'm going down to Richmond to go see him, Mr. Burris, one of my favorite comics. So it's going to be interesting to see what he's doing because I guess he has, like, dancers and live music and all kind of stuff on the show. So it's going to be interesting to see what he's doing now. His style has definitely changed. He's not that super slow, you know, awkward delivery type comic anymore. He's a lot quicker in his delivery. And his personality is a lot cockier than it was. And I'm looking forward to seeing it live. You know, I want to see, you know, what the hype is all about. And I hate to use that word because it sounds like it's a negative, but I'm very happy to see him live. This is one of the guys that I've looked up to since I started doing comedy. I've wanted to see live for a long time, like ever since I saw him the first time. I've always wanted to see him, so I'm going to see him. I want to see Mike Che. He's on the SNL Weekend Update desk. He was just in Arlington, but I missed him. I think I was out of town, and. I don't think there's... Oh, Al Madrigal is coming to Arlington this summer. I definitely want to go check him out if I have the time to do that. I want to go see him. But there's a show. That's a show. And lastly, I want to say rest in peace to a friend of mine, Ryan, who unfortunately passed away last week. He was one of my first comedy supporters out in Las Vegas. So rest in peace to Rhino. And make sure you guys follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. and negropleaseradio@gmail.com for emails. And that's the show. Thank you, guys. I'm out. Peace.